Marianne Williamson supporters wait hours to see her, break out in song. By Hannah Blow on July 31, 2019. Self-help guru Marianne Williamson, D, drew a significant amount of attention following her Tuesday night debate performance. And her supporters were thrilled, many waiting hours to see her and breaking out in song following the debate. Williamson was Google's most searched candidate in 49 states following Tuesday night's debate, according to Google Trends. She beat out top-tier candidates Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, despite having less than half the speaking time as Warren. Some of her hardcore supporters were so enthralled that they waited hours to see her, breaking out in song during the wait. Once Williamson arrived, she asked the group if she should go all the way and support Medicare for all. Her supporters eagerly supported the notion. Other Williamson supporters are hoping to boost her momentum by organizing what has been dubbed an occult task force made up of 13 witches, chaos magicians, and energy workers, who supposedly coordinate movements and gestures to assist Williamson. The whole Orb Gang community is tapping into the power of memes to reflect back on and multiply the sort of pulsing undercurrents of our collective unconscious, an anonymous organizer of the task force told The Washington Post. Williamson made waves Tuesday night after assessing that President Trump has brought in a dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred. Following the debate, she told Breitbart News that love is the only equal force that can defeat Trump's dark psychic force. How are you going to beat Trump's dark psychic force? Breitbart News's Matt Purdy asked. With love, Williamson said. She continued. Let me tell you something. One light casts out darkness, and only love casts out hatred. He has collectivized hatred. You know, Jared Kushner said to his father-in-law. Before they ran, he said, there are a lot of angry people out there. We can harness all that and make you president. When I read that, I thought to myself, there's so much dignity out there, and decency, and goodness in people. We can harness all that and change the world. What's the best way to utilize the power of love? Purdy pressed. Forgive someone, Williamson said.